Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. I'm joined by Nick and our producer, Frank Posai. And I have to start with a statement. We've been given a cease and desist by Michael Douglas's lawyers. He does not want to be associated with forward-thinking, futuristic bass music, and we are not allowed to big him up in this show.
Okay.
There we go. I've done my legal matters. Let's get on with the music. Do you have any legal issues to clear up, Nick?
Well, yeah. Speaking of cease and desist, we're playing the intro of The Tide because... 2 weeks ago we had a vision night in Manchester at Nowhere, and I had kind of missed the fact that it was billed as 20 years of vision, even though 20 years of vision was 2025. And so there was people in the crowd, the longtime supporters of Vision, who showed me this little note one of the guys showed me this note on his phone, like, it's 20 years of vision, why aren't you playing any of the classics, like, can we maybe hear The Tide or something? And I was like, shit, he's right. So We got the promoter's laptop, and then Jaap, our label manager, got The Tide from somewhere in Dropbox, and Thijs downloaded it onto his USB stick, and we asked Bunchen if he would be so kind to finish his set early. And Thijs played The Tide and quickly mixed Dead Limit into it, and then basically as it dropped, the PA was cut off because it was like a very, very hard cut off. So, yeah, that's... why we thought it'd be funny to start with The Tide. But it was a very fun, like, we got a lot of love from those guys in the crowd from that gesture, and obviously they had a good point, so it was nice to make the effort.
Yeah, and to go to that effort as well, because it is a bit of it's not like somebody just passing you a dub or CD, like, to put something on a USB is a bit of a faff to do that, so fair play for going to the effort to doing that in the night, and big up Bunchen for cutting his set short as well.
Yes.
I love stuff like that. Are we going to play the whole Tide though, or in the spirit of that night, are we going to start with something fresh?
Yeah, we're just going to roll into another tune, actually. We're going to go into Ways and SMG on Critical. This one's called Blank Sight.
Yes, pretty cool. Oh, that's a really nice segue as well. That went super smooth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Waze and SMG, Blank Cycle. I prefer bicycles, personally. Big up to everybody who rides a cycle or is going through some type of cycle. And now on to Alex Perez, who's right now, he's in an album promo cycle. I didn't even script that. He's dropping a massive release called Sabotage. It's full of sick music, including tracks like this.
This is Mother Cell.
Big up all mothers.
This is an early play for my friends here at Vision Radio. This is me and... No, wait, sorry. This is not Yes and I. Do it yes. Proper. It's called Get With This. And I love the bass sound after the kick on the drop. People go nuts for this live, so thank you for moving and thank you for listening.
Yes.
Okay. And thank you and not yes, this is an absolute banger.
Nice one. So this is on your label OK, if I am correct.
Yes.
I
mean okay.
Okay.
And this Friday I'm releasing Upsitter. Also check that out.
Ooh, nice.
Bye.
Yes. And not yes. Amos on Flex Out is up next. Are up next. This is Powder VIP. Very reminiscent of Optiv, Subhuman. We have that on vinyl, I think. I just forgot the name. Is it Eggplant? Is it that one? Anyway, big up Amos. Rest in peace, Optiv.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
We'll be right back.
Time for some silliness. Trinist, VIP of Obsolete on Nexus. This next track, Bodies Rest in Motion, I like this track, but it made me think it's got vocals about killing people. And obviously, the state of the world right now, I find it really hard to make or to want to listen to songs and about with those types of vocals. Of course, we have made many, many tracks with like violent vocals, and of course, there should be this playground in music and in art to play with these things, but I just have to say, at the moment, I find it quite difficult. I want to send a... You know, my thoughts and a big shout out to anyone affected by the wars and the actual violence and people who are struggling to keep their faith in humanity. I think there's a lot of people doing a lot of very good things. Maybe they're very small things. Maybe they're just small human things in your immediate social environment, you know, but all isn't lost. But, you know, it is hard sometimes. And I want to say again, you know, if you have an opinion, if you have a desire to be heard, you know, don't be quiet.
Definitely. And sending out nothing but love. And I feel the same as well. It's just a cognitive dissonance with a lot of violent titles because of all of the messages that we're getting. So sending out nothing but love and positivity, really, to as many people that we can.
And in the meantime, we're still going to play this track because it's a good track. NC17 and Filth, Bodies Rest in Motion on Dispatch.
Yes, yes.
Big up.
it's my bed.
So here's a little headline. Koido misses his bed, yeah, especially when he's in the club, and he's about to tell you about it on this amazing track. This is Bumping. It's called Back to Bed, and it's on a really, really interesting various artists compilation, which is focused on Italian artists. Got all sorts of really kind of interesting techno related things, breakbeat related things, and loads of cool stuff. It's called Itaiaitaita, all in one word, all in capitals. Itaiaitaitaita. I'm not too sure. Anyway, big up Italy, and big up all people who miss their bed in the club.
In the club, I miss my bed. In the club, I miss my bed. Bed in the club, I miss my bed. Club, I miss my bed. In the club, I miss my bed. In the club, I miss my bed. Bed in the club, I miss my bed. Yo.
This is so virusy, so upbeaty. It's caught us by surprise a little bit. It's Tom Encore, whose name I'd not heard before, on Truth Hurts.
Say it again.
The track's called Dead Harvest.
now for something from Samba. This one is called BB. We'll let you work out what that BB stands for. But in the meantime, big up all bad bitches.
Bad bitch, yes, you bad bitch, yes, you bad bitch, yes, you bad bitch, yes, you.
Scartip.
Yes, yes.
On Redface. This is a track is called Gadgets. Good name.
Yeah. It's coming out on his label Redface. This reminds me of, we've done millions of back-to-backs, me and Scartip, aka Tippy, aka Scary. And this was definitely in at least one of them. He just likes to drop really random kind of whips halfway through a bit of a funk blend. And this really stands out. It's great. I love it when you go lower tempos, Mr. Scartip. Mm-hmm. Big up Inspector Gadget as well, if you're listening. Hopefully you haven't got a legal team like Michael Douglas.
music from Good Vibrations. It's Leo Trix.
Good Vibrations. I'll catch you next time, Leo Trix.
Nice. That's pretty convincing. This one's called Fighter Pilot.
That's where you get for smoking too much for about 20 odd years. Not to sully this tune with me doing silly voices. This is Leo Trix.
Fighter Pilot.
Some deep stuff now. What's this?
Well, you know, I've been talking about war talk and not being comfortable with it. And last track's called Fighter Pilot. This next artist is called Weapons Grade, and the song is called Bang. So it's a great episode to make my point. This is on Incursion.
I think a lot of people do it without even realizing. I think we name tracks, and when I've talked to people, I've been like, there's quite a war theme with your titles. They're like, is there? I didn't even realize. Mm. And sometimes I think, you know, we're getting all of this stuff happening around the world that we don't even realize. It's like a lot of the tunes around about 2020, between 2020 and 2022, we're all like isolation dub or stuck at home and stuff like that. And I think sometimes
we're just like,
especially a lot of artists have difficulty naming tracks, and so they just pick something that's close to mind. And that could well be this, but although weapons grade, definitely. Although that, it kind of makes me have some more connotations of stuff like high grade and things like that, and that's definitely more of a peaceful substance. If I could just say something subtly there, but that's more what I think of when I think of weapons grade, but it's not, it says weapons. Anyway, this is Wicked, and it's out on Incursion, and the whole EP is really, really cool. And I like the cover as well. It's got lots of horses on it. You get war horses as well, so nice. There's connotations there too.
It's called Bang.
Bang!
next up is Matthias, who works at Vision, aka Seven Headed, and Pneuma. Irrevocably Human.
I love this one.
This is on Necropolis.
Big up Seven Headed. Big up anyone infusing heavy guitars in their music. Really, really feeling this. Now have something brand new from Anku. This is called Moon Presence, coming out very, very soon on Inspected. Frank, have you got the name of the EP to hand?
Ooh. No.
I'm being lazy. It's coming out soon on Inspected. You do the homework, listeners. It's about time. This was the track that inspired all of our shout-outs to Michael Douglas, but weirdly, Robert Duvall, who plays another amazing character in the film, needs a shout-out way more than Michael Douglas. Not weirdly, it's sadly. He passed away literally a couple of days ago. So rest in peace, Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
And big ups to Michael Douglas's legal team. This is Falling Down by Current Value, of course, on Souped Up, and it's absolutely beautiful. So we ought to really big up Current Value as well. And of course, the label Souped Up and Serum and all that. But mainly you guys who listen and support and vote for the reloads and support us on Patreon and do all of that really cool stuff. Because without that, this show would not exist. So thank you very much. And big up all people who enjoy the film Falling Down. It's so easy.
Now more music from Saib Assembly compilation. This is Alice Forever. This track is called Ritual.
Brilliant artist name, bumping track. Love this. Time for some German drum and bass on a Spanish label. This is Masovic, Arrival on Deep Nass.
Interesting rhythms here.
Love how this one builds up.
Mm-hmm.
we've already heard this last week.
Did we?
But I made a mistake on YouTube and did not write down the right title and artist name for this song.
Oh, Frank.
I'm so sorry, Wolf D and Nautical Divine, with your song named... No, wait. That sounded sarcastic. With this beautiful track that's called Gonna Cadet. Here it is again. And sorry for the mistake last week. Love you.
Big ups.
Nice.
I'm really excited about this one because it's been a long time since we've played every single track from a release, but we have done with Scope's Dark Star EP. This is the final track that we're playing. We played the title track last week and we played all the other tracks in the preceding weeks ahead of that. And now we're on to the final track from the EP. It's called Automatic and it's great. And we love you, Scope. So there we go. Big up all the collectivists who've been wondering. Probably nobody. I don't know how much people pay attention to individual track lists, but I really like it when we do stuff like this. It shows how much we love an EP. And we're celebrating it when people are consistent and there's no filler on their releases. So this is wicked. Big up, Scope.
Exactly.
And big up, everybody.
Big up.
Yes.
Except automatic cars, though, actually. I've never driven an automatic car, and I don't intend to.
Okay.
So no big ups for any automatic cars or automatic car drivers.
Oh, you will.
Vector Burn, that's a name I remember. It's really cool to
hear
new music.
That's a name I remember, Sonny.
Come on now.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's really cool. This one's called Kirby Crackle. It's on straight up breakbeat. Big up the US drum and bass massive.
Yes.
Yep, and the Finland drum and bass massive, because the label's from Finland. So big up ODJ Dizzy.
And it's a Bosai Cosine. I love these kind of drums. Amazing.
Amazing. I mean, there's lots you could talk about with the title track as well. Kirby Crackle is relating to like a comic illustration technique as well. Loads going on. This track is amazing.
Brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, for liking, subscribing, sending us music, and of course a big thank you goes out to our Patreon and Discord communities.
Yes, we love you. We love you a lot. And now time to finish the show with something else from the Assembly VA on Billen's label Sibe. This is Nadrisk, who I think we might have played when he co-hosted the show, I believe. It's a Bosnian artist who I'd like to hear more from. But in the meantime, we're going to finish this show with Jackal. Big up, everybody. Much love. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
phrase this ending in a question that will make you say the catchphrase, but in this voice, Gadget. I'll just say it myself then. No, Dave.